Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling, and it's wonderful to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, October 19th, 2024, and will be posted live to the channels on Sunday, October 20th, 2024. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes directly real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual council, ETs, extended ET councils, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you get a moment just to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. And last but not least, those that always need to reach me, we get asked this all the time. Go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the book a session tab. I think there's dates available now in April, May, and June, if I remember correctly. So easy to find. And also, if you'd like to join our Platinum membership, get access to hundreds of videos, training videos in the archives, as well as access to live streams I conduct on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone. The Platinum membership join buttons are on the front page of YouTube, as well as our website homepage, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So wonderful to be with all of you. If you're new to the channel, new to the show, we actually gather questions for these shows from our community board. Those requests go out on Mondays. I think this week we had almost 500 questions, 450, 480, something like that. And my wife does go through them. I think she screened it down today into like 83, 84 questions. And then I answer them for you real time here on the show. So wonderful to be with everybody. And also, we appreciate all the wonderful support out there from all the very conscientious and really well thought out questions that are submitted every week. All the listeners, all the subscribers really add value to this channel. And it really is a shared experience. We want it to be a shared experience for everybody, for all the information coming through. So thank you again. And also, I want to acknowledge like all the wonderful psychics and mediums that are out there across YouTube, across a lot of social channels. They're always trying to raise everybody's knowledge, awareness, abilities. This is really entire community involvement and just wonderful, all the wonderful things I see out there of a lot of psychics and mediums trying on a daily and weekly basis to really help support everybody out there. So wonderful community to be all be a part of. So with no further delay, let's get going on today's show. So question 84. Hi, Sterling and team. Is 45 now merely a distraction with all his obvious issues while enabling his colleagues to work undercover, subverting the election? How is 45's mental state, and is the plan to merely get his candidacy over the line? Well, I do feel 45 is, a very similar personality characteristics he's always had. So you're seeing those exhibited now. He is being used more or less as a vehicle to get Project 2025 into society. That won't happen. So as I said before, I don't see 45 winning the election in any way. But yeah, a lot of his, he's part of a process to implement Project 2025. And I do see he's very cognizant, but the personality and the kind of the awareness quirks that he has are all part of his ongoing personality for his life. 83 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and Linda. In regards to the Idaho election for the first district, I'd like to know whether Democrat candidate Kaylee Peterson will win against Republican Russ Fulcher. It appears the Republican Russ Fulcher is his name. I guess the incumbent will win the election. 82. Will Colin Allred win the Texas Senate race, or will Ted Cruz? I've run on this before, my team, but it looks like Colin Allred will actually win the election. 81. Sterling, do you see Hakeem Jeffries as the new Speaker of the House prior to certification of the election? No, I don't see Hakeem Jeffries taking the speakership slot right after the election. It looks like certainly before confirmation, January 20th. He does take the Speaker of the House position, but looks like right around the time of the election, he will not be Speaker of the House. So it looks like Johnson will still be in place. 80. When will kidneys be available? I've also read that my team's run this before, but I'm also getting now again that that pig kidneys are going to play an important role in this. So it's like growing large kidneys, like pig kidneys, within another 5 years or 10 years from now, there'll be a laboratory technology to actually grow kidneys from biological material. So it looks like the first 5 years here, pig kidneys are going to play a big role. 79, will the antiquated system of using social security numbers be curtailed so that it no longer has the possibility of being compromised through hacking? I don't see any changes in the social security numbers per se, but I do see a lot of safeguards going on behind the scenes in banking and financial and security systems, integrating blockchain technology, that's distributed ledger technology. I also see new holograph or hologram technology coming up around like physical cards, along with like AI face detection. So new techniques and technology I see implemented around safeguarding social security numbers, but I don't see the numbers changing per se. It's almost like the safeguards built around them. 78 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Here's an interesting question. If Sasquatch is a shape shifter, what do they look like normally? They're actually over 8 feet tall, very pale in color, pale white, pale blue, and actually not hairy at all, which is interesting because when they shapeshift into the Sasquatch form, they have a tremendous amount of hair. So in a normal form, they're actually hairless, which is kind of interesting. They also generate an aroma that'll make them smell like an animal. That's all part of the shapeshifting detection. 77. Hello, Sterling and Linda. Since I was very young, I would hear a faint voice in my head that seemed to be giving me answers to questions. As life went on, thanks to the information provided to me, I grew up thinking I was pretty smart and received excellent grades, learning new information very quickly. Now, in retrospect, I think possibly I was being fed the answers I needed from the other side. Were these my guides just helping me through life? Yes, these were your guides and angels, and a lot of individuals on the other side helping you, but that is actually part of your purpose. We all have help from the other side. So, in this case, this is all part of your life path. Let's say excel in certain areas and seek out certain types of education. Your guides and angels, very helpful for all that. So, it's actually a very normal mechanism that's in place. 76, hi Sterling and team. Will the next administration over the next 4 years be able to pass laws and influence the way algorithms are used by social media companies to serve up content? No, not necessarily, because a lot of this is financially driven. So this person's asking over the next 4 years, there's going to be new artificial intelligence technology integrated across mobile devices, social media platforms, that'll help you screen device or determine its authenticity. But a lot of advertising and money is going to drive serving up content. So it's the financial aspect that's going to drive the serving up content. It's not a technology limitation, but there'll be another like technology layer that will allow you to kind of help the screen technology on your personal device. It may sound counterintuitive, but it's almost like two opposing forces here. And big money and advertisers are still going to be far more too influential on social media platforms serving up content. So it'll still be a problem. 75, hi, Sterling and team. Years ago, I was in a car accident and totaled my car. After the airbag went off, I got out of the car and was very disoriented. Two cars pulled up to assist me. One was a lovely, very kind person. Then a red sports car pulled up, and the most handsome man with deep blue eyes came over to help me. He said he was an off-duty EMT, emergency medical technician from a local hospital. He kept telling me I'd be fine. When the ambulance came to pick me up, I told them about the two nice people who pulled over to help me. They said there was only one person, a woman, with me. Who was that man who came to help me? This is one of your birth angels, and very, very common that when your life is in danger, a birth angel will materialize, make themselves known here on Earth. And I see this all the time, many or thousands of instances where if your life's in danger or being threatened, a birth angel will come into being. So it's when your birth angel is helping out. I see it many times, for example, when a paramedic crew shows up, like a two-person paramedic crew, and then there's a third person that helps save the life of the car accident victim. And then the other two paramedics, after that third person leaves, says, "Who was that other person?" It was a birth angel. But that's they actually do interact with humanity in that way, and that's what happened here. By the way, I do believe that if you try to research local hospital records for that person with the deep blue eyes, the EMT technician, they wouldn't know who you're talking about. And it's further confirmation that was one of your birth angels. 74, hi, Sterling and team. My 3-year-old son is showing signs of autism spectrum disorder. My 6-year-old son, his brother, is also showing signs of being neurodivergent. My question is, why are more and more children being diagnosed as on the spectrum? Is environmental cause or genetic? Also, what gifts do these children bring to the world? So, there's over, I'm not a doctor, but there's over like a dozen neurodivergent conditions. Some are from birth, some are for life interactions or accidents or whatnot. What this, whoever's asking the question, this is typical. There's actually it's a life path purpose to all this, so that there are certainly some social challenges, but you talk about highly functioning individuals that might be in the autism spectrum. They come down with very special, highly sensitive gifts. So social interaction may be a little difficult, but they're highly sensitive to other areas. They're coming down to support humanity. So they do have special gifts, understanding humanity, sensitive to things that a lot of people aren't sensitive to, like how to help people, how to be insightful with people. So yeah, they're special gifts, part of a life path. And I'm seeing a lot of them right now during this 3-decade reset that we're going through right here. 73. Hello, Sterling and team. Since our timeline seems to be speeding up by approximately 8 years, is it possible that CRISPR gene editing technology we all anticipate having access to going is also going to speed up and be here in less time than we've been shown in the past? I'm a young 7-year-old that wants it now. Is there anything we as a collective can do energetically to speed up getting CRISPR technology faster? So CRISPR technology, gene editing technology, is already on a very aggressive timeline. A lot of extraterrestrials have delivered this gene editing technology to make it easy. We're on a fast 5 to 10 year here, a rollout of a lot of CRISPR technology helping across 7 major diseases. I've talked about this on a channel before. Cancer is one of them, and a lot of other blood diseases, neurological problems, Alzheimer's. But it's already on a very aggressive timeline, so you won't be able to speed it up faster. But whoever asked this question, you will benefit from it. I can already tell. I know that actually, whoever asked this person, you're actually going to benefit from it. 72. Hello, Sterling. I heard a woman saying that some souls who do not want to return via a newborn baby can enter the body of, let's say, a 20-year-old person who is exiting this lifetime. What's your belief on this? No truth to this scenario whatsoever. So, all souls are connected with a human body when you come down here, and that soul stays with that human body. Put aside astral travel, those kinds of things, or near-death experiences, but the soul's connected with the body. So the soul doesn't exit and allow another soul to come in. This also runs along the lines of some people have talked about walk-ins. And walk-ins, the way a lot of people define it, are that one soul leaves a human body, another soul comes in, and then that new soul stays in the long term with that body. No truth to that scenario either, based on the thousands of angels and guides I talk with all the time. So no, souls come down to inhabit a certain body. And look, there are individuals that maybe get involved in some channeling exercises where they allow another soul or spirit to kind of, I'll say, take over their body, but allow them to communicate through. But the fact souls do not come down in a way to not start out in a 20-year-old. Okay, so I hope that helps. 71. Will the public be able to view the historical holograms that extraterrestrials have? If so, when will this occur? So yes, ET groups are already sharing holographic imagery of the history of Earth and even the future with many individuals in government and scientists already on Earth. Now, the public at large will become aware of this technology over about the next 5 years. Look, full disclosure will come faster than that, but access to holographic image technology from extraterrestrials, specifically showing history of the Earth and what's going on, that's going to be a number of years, further years out, at least 5 years, maybe a little longer, 5 to 10 year period. 70. Hello, Sterling. You indicated Democrats will take the House and Senate with a narrow margin. Will they be able to make the changes that are required? For example, the Voting Rights Act, Abortion Rights Act, student loan forgiveness, LGBTQ plus IA protections, and healthcare expansions, among others. Yes, I do see a lot of these being passed, even that the Democrats will have a narrow margin in both the House and the Senate. But looks like a large number of GOP members of Congress are going to align with Democrats and come over to help. So I see that as a major factor in allowing and getting a lot of these new laws and even amendments to the Constitution passed. Absolutely. Okay, 69, the countdown. Will researchers find ways to help people with alcohol and drug addictions in the near future? Yes, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the diabetic medications, I think it's semaglutide. I'm not a doctor, but a lot of the diabetic medications are now being shown and will be shown, I'm just hearing, further development here to actually reduce the addictions a lot of people have around alcohol and other types of narcotics. Yeah, they're actually showing me that this is actually going to be a big factor. So there's like a bit of a leapfrog going to happen here with some of the diabetic medications or semaglutide, and that's actually going to help open a gateway here for a number of medications that will help with addiction. So we're just within a few year window here. It's already starting right now. 68. Good day, Sterling. This morning I was woken up, but I was still in bed. I was awake, but still in bed. The house was quiet, and inside my right ear, I clearly heard a baby cry. Was this my imagination, or was this actually my guides? If it was a message, that was, what was the meaning? What were they trying to convey? So I'm not a doctor, but what I get in this situation, this is what I call an audio anomaly. So I don't get this was a baby crying, but some sort of an audio anomaly that you heard kind of as a baby crying. Now, again, because I'm not a doctor, if, for example, you wake up every morning and you hear that, I would definitely consult a doctor, okay? Because there's something else going on there that might need a little bit of attention. 67, hi, Sterling and team. Will the release of the documents related to the January 6th event get a lot of media attention, including Fox News? Will it change any minds and votes? So a lot of the information has already been released, and a lot of the, it's not going to sway voters. It's really not going to have a big effect on Fox audiences or independents or Democrats. A lot of the way people feel about January 6th is actually already been baked in. So people have already determined at this point in time how they're going to vote and what those documents mean. In the longer term, a lot of these documents will be actually a plethora of more documents coming out over time. And that's going to kind of set the stage for history, the way history views the insurrection, like on January 6th. But kind of relative to the current election cycle we're in, a lot of individuals already have their mind made up. 66. Hello, Sterling and friends. I am an empath and trying to understand how to deal with this, Claire. A few weeks ago, I went over to our local fitness center late at night. There were several people there, and one guy totally unnerved me. He felt dangerous, murderous, and emotionless. I left right away. I came back the next night at a different time and in the parking lot, and felt the same extreme unease and tried to pass it off as just feeling weird from the night before. When I went inside, he was there again, so I left immediately, but I was astonished that I had felt him before I'd even entered the building. What did I experience? So these were your guides and angels giving you a warning, and this is very typical of the way guides and angels work. Your team, we all have a team, they will give you warnings. You know, it's funny, I even see people, let's say they're completely agnostic, don't believe in the spiritual realm at all. But at certain times of their life, they'll be told, like, don't go in that store. And they think, well, why should I go in that store? And then 5 minutes later, maybe the store gets robbed at gunpoint. So this is how our guides and angels work with us. So it's not just you're an empath, whoever asked this question. We all have this innate skill. You may have a bit of more clair empath. That's one of the eight clairs. But this is a warning from your angels and guides. This is how they work with all of us. 65. Hello, Sterling. Do you see any significant volcanic eruptions around the world over the next several years? You know, I do around Italy, Iceland, Washington State, Hawaii, Big Island, I guess Hawaii. I don't know, there are like four volcanoes on the Big Island of Hawaii or something. I'm not an expert in this area, but you know, there's something like 1,500 volcanoes around the world, 1,500. And something like 50 to 70 of them have a bit of eruption every year. So I don't think anything catastrophic that's going to take out massive populations of people, but still see a lot of activity around I Italy, Hawaii, Iceland, Washington State. So yeah, there's a number of active volcanoes, and I do see activity here over the next 4 years easily. Yes, absolutely. 64, when ETs are introduced to the world, how will the world religions react? Will they accept, receive, or chaos ensue? We've addressed this on this channel before, but there's going to be a lot of chaos around the world's religions because they're going to try to work to try to keep all the flock, so to speak, in the fold, right? In the religion. But it's going to become increasingly evident over this three-decade reset, year 2020 to 2050, as extraterrestrials become more involved in society and the world and understanding of how the world works, that a lot of religions are going to see that a lot of things they were based on is not completely true. How the universe evolved, how the world evolved, how humanity evolved, what the true meaning of love is, what the one source, the one force is. So, yeah, it's going to cause chaos around the world and the world's religions, but you'll see a lot of very large groups of the majority of people will move towards spirituality, which is a good thing. 63. Hello, Sterling. A question for your guides. They've stated in the past that Israel and Hamas conflict in the Middle East would last approximately 1 year, and then we would start to see a move towards and discussions that eventually create a two-state solution in the region. Is this still the case? Yes, I my team still says that the original Hamas, you know, the conflict, I'm sorry, in Gaza and Israel with Hamas that started roughly October 7th of last year. My team at that time said we'd see at least 1 year of the conflict, and then it would start to move towards getting some sort of a ceasefire, and then start to move into another 2 year cycle, approximately 1 to 2 years, that would start moving towards a two-state solution in the region. So, my team is still saying that's kind of what we're seeing here. Absolutely, yeah. Okay, 62 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I'm curious about the time period when extraterrestrials reveal themselves. How will the authoritarian leaders worldwide, like Putin and Kim Jong-un, etc., feel about them? Well, they've had interactions with a lot of world governments already over hundreds and even thousands of years. So there's already some understanding of what's there. But when they actually come out and they're kind of a force of reason and good in the world, kind of out completely in the world societies worldwide, it will cause a reset in thinking. The quick understanding that a lot of extraterrestrials will not allow the annihilation of humanity. So that's going to put a bit of a reset around dictators and authoritarians worldwide. So have a very big re-leveling effect around greater peace and stability worldwide. 61. Hello, Sterling. Attendees at the recent 45 rally in Coachella were left stranded with no bus to get back to their cars. The rally ended at 7 o'clock p.m., and attendees were still there at 10 p.m. Will any of these attendees change their vote? You know, I get nearly half of the attendees of that rally. I'm not sure what the overall number was, but like 50% of the attendees of that rally kind of saw the light, and they actually are going to change their vote away from 45. Very interesting. And you know, every vote counts during a very close election, right? So this entire presidential election will be very close and won on very narrow margins across the presidency, House, Senate, you know, all of Congress. 60. Hello, Sterling and team. This week it was reported in the news that a mysterious fleet of drones flew in and over a nearby Langley Air Force Base in Virginia for 17 days back in December of 2023. 2 months earlier, October of 2023, five drones flew over a government site used for nuclear weapons experiments. The Pentagon says they are stumped. What does your team have to say about this? I get these actually were all supplied by foreign powers like Chinese and Russian forces. So these are not extraterrestrial drones. These are unfriendly drones connected with China and Russia. And I believe the government already understands this, but may not be putting all that out to the public, but that's what I'm getting. 59. Sterling and team, do Native American spirits protect the lands they deem sacred? Sometimes while I'm walking through beautiful places like Yosemite National Park, Lake Tahoe, Sedona, or the Grand Canyon, I will see Native people poking their heads from behind trees. I just see them out of the corner of my eye, and when I look back, there isn't anyone. Is this just my imagination, or are there entities there protecting the land? Yes, absolutely. Native Americans protecting many areas of the earth. And as a matter of fact, very, very close to where we're living, there's a lot of Native American installations, living environments, and they're still all around the land. But you can see them in many areas of the world. So not your imagination. They are there. They're some of the most potent and wonderful loving energy that the earth has. So they're a very, very wonderful addition to the earth's energy. And they do spend a lot of time around sacred lands, lands that they deemed special when they were here. So a real connection for a lot of Native American spirits, and they still try to help humanity overall in many areas. 58, weight loss injections have become so popular and seem to ease many health issues for users. Do your guides see long-term problems or side effects for extended use? So I'm not a doctor, but like all strong medications, they have side effects for a certain degree of the population. So medications overall, pharmaceutical grade medications are they're difficult in some aspects for humanity and some percentages of the population. So it's important we all manage our health conditions the best we can. But yeah, there's some warning signs there, okay? Not a doctor. 57. Hello, Sterling and team. Can you look at the future of JD Vance? He is smart and articulate and seems to be the future of the MAGA group. If something happens with 45, physically or mentally, would he step up and lead the party? Isn't he totally on board with Project 2025? Right. So he is 100% aligned with Project 2025. Absolutely. And yes, the party will try to use him as a leader of MAGA. However, I see another individual coming in that will actually end up being kind of the overall leader of MAGA once 45 is not a factor anymore. But 45 is still going to be a factor for quite a while here. Even when he escapes overseas, and we've talked about this many times on the show, is that even like from a place in the Middle East, he'll still have a voice box of trying to create havoc. But there's another individual that will not be JD Vance. There'll be another individual that will try to then lead the MAGA group forward. 56. Hello, Sterling and team. Hurricane victims are suffering from the misinformation about FEMA coming from the GOP or MAGA camp, including Elon Musk and X platform. Will there be a resolution as well as consequences for the spread of this disinformation? No consequences directly for 45 or Musk, so in terms of legal or court action. But I do see a lot of aggressive effort around making sure the correct information gets out there across a lot of online platforms. So there's a bit of a balance going on here, a counterbalance to the misleading information going out there. I see aggressive push on the other side, getting the correct information out there. So that's going to help kind of level the playing field. But no direct court action for 45 or Elon Musk around some of this disinformation. It's just a real big media spin cycle going on here. 55. Hello, Sterling. Is Mount Kailash, looks like Kailash, Kailash, in northern India, an ET base? It is revered by four of the world's major religions. Not an extraterrestrial base at all, but a region of very high magnetic field energy. And that's why a lot of the world's religions are attracted to it. Remember, when you have very high areas of magnetic field, that's a swirling energy. And then the center of that swirling energy, what they call a vortex. So this is a high level magnetic field area of Earth. That's why a lot of the religions are aligned to it. It's a magnetic field energy center for Earth. but not an extraterrestrial base. There's no real ET bases there. 54, why does 45 continue to get away with not having to do what should be normal qualifications running for president of the United States that include not showing the American people his medical records, cognitive testing, and income tax records? In addition, not showing up on a 50-year tradition to be interviewed on 60 Minutes. So he's actually being enabled by a very large group of billionaires, right? People financing and backing up and trying to get Project 2025 in place. So it's really, he's being enabled by a large group of billionaires that's going on. And that's enabling a lot of the programs, things are going on here. He has a very loyal base. It's not a large base, the extremely loyal 45 base, but he's being enabled. That's really what my team is telling me to tell everybody. The number of very large, powerful people that are enabling him. And these people, by the way, they want a dictatorship to flourish in the US. It won't be successful, but they want a dictatorship. 53, hi Sterling and team. At a bizarre town hall Monday night, where instead of taking questions, 45 called out songs, bopped and swayed for 39 minutes. Was this deliberate by 45, or did something serious break in his brain? And will this behavior get more pronounced up to the election? And will he be forced to step down? I don't see he'll be forced to step down. I've always seen, as much as 4 years ago, my team mentioned that they saw 45 going through the entire election process, election cycle. This is an aberration of his normal behavior. So my team's saying it's not anything that broke inside him. It's an aberration here of his normal behavior. It's a continuation. And, I think no surprises for a lot of his followers. They kind of understand what he's all about. But he actually, he's cognizant. He knows very well what he's doing. He understands the support he's getting behind the scenes, and that's why he's pushing forward kind of in a crazy way. 52, hello, Sterling and team. Bill Gates is currently the majority farmland owner in the United States. A woman named Peggy Bolton compared Edgar Cayce's doomsday map with the farmland he owns and found that every single piece of farmland he owns will be dry land if Edgar Cayce's prediction comes true. Do you see his prediction coming true? Is Bill Gates buying specific farmland for what he believes is the inevitable? Well, I see that. Look, I think there's something like 900 million acres of farmland in the US. So my team's saying he doesn't own, Bill Gates does not own a majority of farmland. I think he might own something like 500,000 acres of farmland. So that's a fractional percentage of the 900 million acres. I do see he's doing it to try to get to a place of, I'll call it, better food production. And I don't see any direct correlation with Edgar Cayce's prediction about dry land and what Bill Gates is buying up. No direct correlation there. Okay. 51. Hi, Sterling and team. The first day of early voting in Georgia and records were broken for turnout. It appears, however, that 45 was winning the day. How is this possible? I don't see this as being the actual case. I see a lot of messaging out there. Let's call it political pundits trying to push that kind of a message. But in reality, I don't see that that's really what's happening in terms of the real voting that's taking place. So I see a lot of political pundits pushing that message out there. It doesn't to discourage some voters, but it doesn't appear that that's real information. It's factual. 50, dear Sterling, is Heritage Foundation partly or secretly funded by foreign autocratic governments with the intention to destabilize our democracy? For entertainment purposes only? Absolutely yes. 49, thanks, Sterling. I read that some Intuit elders in the Arctic Circle have contacted NASA to tell them that the extreme weather we have been experiencing isn't due to global warming, but that the Earth has shifted slightly to the north. They have noticed this due to the change in placement of stars from where they traditionally have been. Is this true? If so, what are the long-term consequences of such a shift? So I see no major physical shift in the geographical poles of the Earth. There's ongoing magnetic pole shifts, and there is climate change due to a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. All this is creating, climate changes. That's true. My team is saying not because of a geographical pole shift, but there's partial magnetic pole shift, creates some different kinds of climates and current climate changes, along with a lot of greenhouse gases. So not directly associated, I guess, with what the Intuit elders are saying. 48. Thank you, Sterling and team. After being hit with three back-to-back hurricanes, we residents of Sarasota, Florida, are being exhausted or beyond exhausted. What do you see regarding the rest of hurricane season for this part of Southwest Florida? Also, what does the longer-term outlook for this area look like in terms of climate change? I see, unfortunately, two additional large hurricanes coming for this region in the hurricane season, which I think goes up through November, December, right, of this year. Two large, at least, hurricanes coming again. I don't think it'd be the size we saw of Helene, for example, or was it Milton and Helene? It looks like maybe on par, a little bit lower, but it's still going to be a problem. And unfortunately, over the next 10-year period here, climate change effects for Florida are going to be very evident. So don't see a lot of this letting up even over a 10-year period here due to climate change. 47, hi, Sterling and team. I'm curious if your team can shed light on why prejudice is still such an issue, not just in the US, but everywhere in the world in so many forms. If we are all the same, where does it come from? So it's all part of the human experience, learning how to evolve. So, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of humanity doesn't understand the nature of the soul, how we all come from one source, one force. We're all like drops of water in the ocean. This is all part of the elementary learning of humanity. So when individuals aren't highly evolved, and a lot of extraterrestrials are very highly evolved, they don't have these same kind of issues with different demographics or people or nature of people or LGBTQ plus. But humanity in a lot of ways is very immature in its evolution and understanding of the universe. So that's where a lot of this the prejudice comes from. It's almost come, remember, the whole universe runs on love and fear. And prejudice is on the fear side, along with a lot of other personality elements and human traits. Prejudice comes from the fear side. I'm fearful of what I don't understand. 46, hello, Sterling and team. Once hybrids and others are made public contact and our true origins are revealed, would that have an impact on all Middle East and other religious related conflicts? Yes, I mean the entire world, we've talked about here on the show a number of times, but the entire world will go through a reset, including Middle East conflicts. It will. 45. Hi, Sterling. I've been told that humans can be from the angelic realm. Can you please explain that? No, well, so here's the thing. Ascended masters get very, very close to the angelic realm, not angels. Most Homo sapiens sapiens never really enter the angelic realm per se. A lot of ascended masters do that walk the earth. But I guess in terms of this person's questions, humans can be from the angelic realm. Ascended masters can, and there are a very small group of highly evolved Homo sapiens sapiens that kind of get very close to ascended master category that approach the angelic realm, but not angels. So I hope that helps. 44. Sterling, do extraterrestrials care about their appearance as humans do? No, not in the same way the humans do, because humans, that's an ego as part of the fear side, believe it or not. And so humanity does carry a lot of ego, and a lot of extraterrestrials don't carry that same level of ego. In fact, they identify much more with spiritual energy. That's how they identify each other. They certainly see each other. You have images. This is a physical translation of extraterrestrials. They can see, and they actually are, you can touch them. I don't recommend it, but I'm saying they have a physicality to them, but they acknowledge each other through energetic level. That's very highly evolved way of looking at interaction between species, but they don't necessarily get tied up with appearance. 43, hi, Sterling and team. I'm sorry, with all the rockets being blasted in orbit, will we have a problem with space junk threatening satellites and space stations and then falling to Earth? So we already have some degree of space junk, hitting satellites and even space stations. It's an ongoing problem, but as we actually evolve, actually as technology evolves, We're going to be able to actually direct some of this space junk and get it to fall to Earth in like uninhabited locations, like, remote areas of oceans, the world's oceans. So there's actually technology coming up here to be able to kind of help start to remove almost like a garbage collector in space and be able to either collect or get the space junk to start to move down to Earth, burn up in the atmosphere coming in, or land in unoccupied areas. So it's funny, my team's saying a little bit of a garbage collection service coming up, new technology as we go through a number of years here. So it's a factor right now, but it'll start to get less of a factor. Worry two, can you expound on the difference between being very empathetic, for example, crying when seeing someone suffering, a sad story or movie, and being an actual empath? They're actually all one and the same, Claire, but they're different degrees. So, there isn't just one on-off switch for being like a Claire empath. Many individuals have different degrees of being sensitive to other people's emotions or being empathetic. Certainly, if you're a full, call it a full bore Claire empath, you actually can feel people's energies from across the room or walk in the room and feel everybody's energy. If you have lesser degrees of being an empath, sure, you cry at certain events. That's all part of being human. We're all born with a certain level of empathy as humans, Homo sapiens sapiens. But the different degrees have to do with kind of what you came into this world with. So, for example, if you're a Claire empath, you actually ask for that skill to help you in your work down here. I bet my team is saying the most important part of being an empath in any respect is how to control it, not let it control you. 41. Hello, Sterling and team. On Memorial Day 2023, a strange rectangular shaped cloud appeared over my house. I noticed this cloud did move for quite a while despite the wind, so I took a video of it, then forgot about it. Recently, I found that the video and watched it. There were light anomalies flying all around that cloud, at least a dozen or so. They were not visible to the naked eye, but could clearly be seen on the video. Was this an extraterrestrial ship cloaked as a cloud? If so, what were they doing there, and were they Arcturian? No, so this is a Palladian mothership, and they actually do have cloaking technology that look like clouds. Many of them are triangular in shape. A lot of the objects you saw flying around were a combination of drones and shuttle ships that moving individuals from Earth to the ship. But you did see these weren't Arcturian, this is a Palladian ship. And it's interesting. There are actually thousands of these observations around the world, but that is part of a cloaking technology they have to look like a cloud. 40. Can you be confronted with a life review before you die? I'm experiencing a flood of memories, mostly bad over the last year or so. I am 63 and fairly healthy. So, no, it's not the same thing. The life review that you experience when you cross over, when you go to heaven, has everything to do with internalizing all the life lessons into kind of your soul DNA, not because of your physical DNA. So, a lot of times you'll go through life experiences to help teach you, right? We all go through life cycles here on Earth. Some are in 7-year cycles, some are in 10-year cycles. And certainly, you get different periods of your life, you'll retain and start to recall some of the life lessons. That's all part of the trajectory that is our life path. But the life review you go through on the other side is quite different. So, you never do it in advance of going across. 39, do hybrids have the same diseases and life expectations as humans? Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. So hybrids, remember, are a combination of biology between extraterrestrial and Homo sapiens sapien. They do experience a lot of the same diseases that we the humanity experiences, a lot of the same life expectancy. So not overly long lifetimes in terms of, whether you're living to 80, 90, or 100 years old, the same as all Homo sapiens sapien for hybrids, not to be confused with extraterrestrials. 38. Greetings, Sterling and team. I've heard you explain the purpose of Earth angels, our guides, and how extraterrestrials are helping humanity to not destroy the Earth, but I don't remember hearing what the purpose of hybrids are and where they know that they're hybrids. So all hybrids know that they are hybrids. They come down with a very special purpose and intent to help humanity. They're all working down here, either in areas of world peace, free energy, science, climate change, food production. There's a variety of areas they're working on down here. even space exploration, space technology. But yes, they all understand they're hybrids. And I think they said, yeah, they know they're hybrids and they also understand their purpose. So it's like having a full intention, like you know what your life path is. A lot of Homo sapiens sapiens, walk around Earth, still trying to understand what their life purpose is. Hybrids, it's quite different. You know what your life purpose is. You're driven. Okay. 37, do you see a large earthquake along the coast of Washington State within the next year? I see a large number of earthquakes, at least four separate earthquakes in the 6 to 7 range here, over the next 2 year period across the West Coast. So that includes Washington, Oregon, California. Yes, so we've got some movement going on here, some large tectonic plate shift, both on land and out just off the coast. So there's a lot of shaking going on here on the West Coast of the US. Yes. 36, Sterling and Guides. I have a question about my cat, Cheeto. I got sick and I had to put him down. I took him to the vet and gave him to the vet, then I left. I was so heartbroken. I really didn't think I could be there when they put him to sleep. It's been almost 9 years, but I still tears me up when I think about it. I should have been there, but didn't have the courage. Does he forgive me? So he fully understands what your life path and your lessons were all about. First of all, let me say Cheeto completely understands what's going on. He loves you. Animals are here to teach us lessons. They're highly evolved. They're from the angelic realm, animals. They're here to teach us a lesson of the heart. So it's about forgiveness, self-love, understanding the purpose of humanity and animals. So that's the life lesson that Cheeto is trying to leave with you. Understands the frailty of humanity, right? So lean into the fact that he gave you a loving gift of purpose, understanding life, and the fact that you're still mourning him, that's respect. But he's completely moved on and is with a much larger family on the other side. So looks like he was a very, I'll say, friendly cat. Looks like he really likes people. 35. I know, Sterling, you're not a doctor, but can you give us any insight on the causes of restless leg syndrome? Again, yeah, not a doctor, but I'm being told in a lot of cases, avoid sugars and alcohol and like ramp up on magnesium, potassium. So there are certain things here that can be done, like in the here and now, to kind of help with this restless leg syndrome, because what they call it, what RLS, is that what's being called? I'm being told, like, load up on certain vitamins, potassium, magnesium, and stay away from sweets, sugars, alcohol. All these things looks like, oh, and then increase levels of circulation. So whether that means walking or some other types of stimulation for your extremities. But looks like there's some things here and now you can do to kind of help curtail those symptoms. 34, please help me understand, do hybrids have souls like Homo sapiens sapiens? Are ETs injecting them with a soul, or are they working with the one source, one force? So hybrids are extension of humanity, right? They have biological material from extraterrestrials and Homo sapiens sapiens. Yes, they all have souls. Yes, they're all part of the one source, the one force, in a way to help humanity. So it's not necessarily an aberration of humanity. It's actually meant to help humanity, an important part of humanity. 33. Oh, by the way, my team just reminded me, with the one exception, that some small gray extraterrestrials are actually AI machines. So don't confuse. Now, not all small grays are AI machines, but there is a select group. The AI machine type of small grays used to pilot some ships. They don't have souls, okay? 33. Hello, Sterling and team. Thank you so very much for helping us through these trying times. Do you see Netanyahu being removed from power soon? If so, by whom? If not, then how will Kamala Harris deal with him once she finally takes office? I don't see Netanyahu being removed from office anytime soon. We've got probably another 6 months to a year. Looks like he's going to be in power, kind of completing and working with a lot of the things he's doing. But it looks like that he will be more amenable to working around some sort of strategies on ceasefire and world peace, in conjunction with a lot of the world's nations, a lot of the world's countries. So there's more of like almost an extension to the United Nations coming up around world countries to try to get the Middle East more under control. But I don't see Netanyahu leaving anytime soon or being removed. 32, regarding the hybrids. Well, lots of hybrid questions here. Do they have children? Do any unique genes pass along? Yes, they do have children. No, the unique hybrid genes do not get passed along. It's very purposeful. There's an intent, there's a life path to the hybrids. So you think about the hybrid genes and chromosomes in a very unique area. It's almost genes and chromosomes not discovered by humanity yet, but they're part of these biologies for hybrids, but they don't get passed on such that the offspring are hybrids as well. 31. Hello, Sterling. I was wondering, as a person in a wheelchair, how do I ground myself? My feet are unable to touch the ground. I'd like to talk to my guides and angels, but I can't touch the ground. So first off, you can always talk with your guides and angels. We all can. But there are all sorts of ways of grounding yourself. So grounding mats are available. You can grounding mats in all different types of ways. You can ground yourselves in all different areas of the body, your head, your hand, your chest. You can hold earth in your hands, all different ways of grounding yourself. It's not just necessarily feet touching the ground. So don't get sidetracked with that. But even notwithstanding, let's say, not being able to ground yourself effectively, everyone can talk with their guides and angels. We all have the ability. 30. Hello, Sterling and team. My mother passed away a year ago. Before she passed, I told her she could visit me anytime and we would watch our favorite movies together. Last week, I felt a tingling in my head and down my arms and legs, and I had the impression she was there. I was watching a scary movie. Was that just my imagination? No, this is absolutely a confirmation message from your mother that she was there. And all guides, angels, and family members can give us like a cold chill as a confirmation they're around. But in this case, whoever asked this, that was absolutely your mother, kind of making good on her promise or the mutual promise you made together. 29 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. You have mentioned something to the effect that time on earth is linear, but time in heaven is non-linear because it operates at faster than the speed of light, and therefore it's possible to travel back and forth in time. Does this apply to reincarnation? In other words, when I reincarnate, can I choose to reincarnate into a time before my current incarnation? No, you can never reincarnate into the linear earth plane at a time that's earlier than when you left. Now, when you're on the other side in heaven and other dimensions, they do move faster than the speed of light. So time is what they call nonlinear. Einstein talked about this extensively in his theory of relativity. So you can see future times. You can see current times when you're in heaven. You can see past times. But when you come back down to earth and incarnate, you can't incarnate at a time earlier than when you left. But it's a good question. It comes up all the time. 28. Do our past lives show up in our DNA? So, two different types of DNA. I've talked about this before. There's spiritual DNA and physical DNA. Past lives do show up in your spiritual DNA, and that's a whole nother topic. But as we go lifetime to lifetime, we carry what's called our spiritual DNA. It's the composite of all of our lifetimes. Your physical DNA and your incarnation here on Earth does not show DNA artifacts from prior lifetimes. So, for example, if you were part of an Asian culture in a prior lifetime, and then you came into this lifetime, now you're part of Indian culture, you would not see a DNA shared with Asian culture. Your spiritual DNA would definitely show that, and that's a larger topic that we can get into in some other shows. But a good question. 27. Hi, Sterling and team. I often wonder, when do hybrids discover they are hybrids, especially those who are born or adopted in human families? Also, how are they protected from human trauma during their upbringing? So hybrids have a very elevated understanding of what their purpose is on life and who they are. They connect very well with the other side. Not a lot of trauma for hybrids. And you said, when they discover their hybrids, they know inherently in the earliest stages of their life that something's different, that they're connected in a way, they have a mission, they feel very driven. So a lot of hybrids, it's not as traumatic as you think. It's a very elevated way of existing down here on Earth. 26. Hello, Sterling and team. I wonder if any of our founding fathers would speak through you about this time in history and the upcoming election, George Washington, for example. All the founding fathers are telling me right now, and they have in prior times, that we're going through an evolutionary period here. They don't like the nation is being reborn. So in the same way that they helped create in the 1700s, right? The nation was born. This is now a recreation, a rebirth for the nation. So they're actually all as aggressively involved in humanity right now in the world as they were back when they in the 1700s, right? So they're talking right now, and not just George Washington, but they talk in a collective voice, is that they're all kind of completely like a very large scale congressional like football team, helping to help the new rebirth. That includes amendments to the Constitution. They're actually telling me they're helping to rewrite amendments or write new amendments to the Constitution. So they're actually involved, influencing and inspiring a lot of people already in government and Congress. Okay, 25 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and guides. In 1979, I was attending college in Iowa at Graceland College. One morning when I woke up, I was laying on my stomach and felt compelled to look up. I saw a man with his hands on the headboard of my bed. He was shirtless with tan blonde hair. His body went straight up into the air, and his body from the waist to his feet disappeared. I screamed and hit my face. When I looked up, he was gone. Who was that? This is one of your guides making an appearance. And normally, guides will make an appearance when they feel that there's something impactful going on in your life. So, a reason why they need to make an appearance. This is one of your guides, and you'll see that a lot of people worldwide will have a life experience from time now and again where a guide appears at a time where they really need some sort of a confirmation. 24. Hi, Sterling and team. You mentioned that Earth is a very unique school and the biggest laboratory in the universe. My question is there only one Earth, or are there multiple Earths in parallel universes? So many different Earths with many different versions of each of us. So, no parallel Earths, no. Earth is very unique because of the trillions of species that exist here, coexist, races, plant forms, animal forms, very unique environment. There are planets around the entire universe and other galaxies that are somewhat similar to Earth in terms of oxygen content or some of the plant life, but none that are as congregated and combined as much as is here on Earth. So that's why Earth is a unique laboratory. So there are not parallel Earths running, let's say, with the same type of Earth. Earth is very unique, and we're not operating in parallel lifetimes. And I know that question comes up a lot. So 23. Sterling and team, many people will say they are praying for someone, but often it seems to me they are praying for something they believe the person needs. On my spiritual path, I've been taught not to pray for others without their permission and only for what they request, or to pray only for their best and highest good or outcome. Can your team clarify if praying for others without permission truly violates their free will or has any negative influences? So, no consequences whatsoever for praying for somebody. You're opening up a line of communication to the universe, your guides and angels, to send them energy or an outcome that's in their best interest. It's like sending them a gift from the universe. So there's no harm, no foul in ever praying for somebody. That's not the case. The universe will always provide the information you need and they need. So there's the universe is always like a universal telephone company, a universal United Nations. They'll always get and receive the information they need when they need it. So no consequences to praying for anybody. 22. Hello, Sterling. Does what happens on Earth really matter? If so, how is what you do on Earth important? So if you're referencing the school or the lessons we're learning down here, that's why it's important. It helps to elevate us. It's like going through grades of school, right? It's always important to the soul's journey to experience all these lessons down here on earth. So you see what happens here on earth, you find actually what happens in heaven and other dimensions is also equally important. There's also an amount of growth that occurs when you're other dimensions and even heaven. But earth is a major school, so everything that happens down here is it's like going through another grade in school or another year in college or going through your doctorate program. But that's why it matters. It's kind of a it's a grade in school. That's a good way to look at what's going on down here on earth. 21. Hi, Sterling. Will CRISPR technology gene editing find a cure for mental illness such as bipolar disorder? Yes, within 15 years, 1-5, there'll be medications that'll be involved in helping with, again, not a doctor, but chemical balances in the brain, a balance of chemicals, and also helping to kind of modify neurological functions. So, yeah, and it'll bring a lot of people back to a degree of what I'll call normalcy, because they're asking about mental illness here. It'll bring them back to a degree of mental acuity and normalcy, is what they're telling me. 20. Blessings to you, Sterling and team. One of the most beloved American movies is It's a Wonderful Life. Question number 11 on last week's show mentioned prayers that open communication portals. The film touches on the metaphysical idea of probable realities. Was the purpose of this film to introduce us to this concept? In short, was the film divinely inspired? So yes, like all highly creative works that resonate with the world, they're divinely inspired. Remember, it's the creative side of the brain that connects with the universe. In regards to like kind of the probable realities, all of our life paths are interconnected. We all have a blueprint, but all of our life paths are interconnected. So everything that we learn and experience affects a number of other lives as well. So it's a shared experience. Let's say probable outcomes. There is a, remember the Akashic records or everything past, present, and future. And it's not necessarily probabilities, but here free will, larger discussion here interacts with our life path around speed, scale, and scope. But since all of our life paths are interconnected, yes, we all affect each other's life paths on the life path blueprint we laid out. Okay. So one might look at it as probable outcomes, but it's really the life path that we all set out and how each of our life paths interconnect. 19. When ETs are announced to the world in several years, what will the impact be with NASA and SpaceX and their plans to go to the moon and Mars with Starship? Will ETs take over? So ETs are already heavily involved in sending scientists and government officials to various areas of the galaxy, including Mars. It's already happening. These programs are going to be enhanced when a lot of extraterrestrial involvement's out in public. So extraterrestrials are not going to take over, but they're already supporting Mars missions right now, just the public's not being informed, and they're not going to take over. 18. Hello, Sterling. Last week you discussed how hybrids are created. I'm wondering if extraterrestrials who do this seek permission from those who will carry the child, or they just go ahead and do it. So the process is carried out in widespread agreement with a large lineage of families. So it has to do with your ancestry agreeing to this hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. There's a connection here to the lineage of families. So there was agreement starting on, and it's always meant to be able to help push humanity forward. 17. When a person is in a coma following an accident or they're nearing the end of their life, is their soul still attached to their body? Well, the body and soul do separate under certain occasions, right? So near-death experience can happen, astral travel. In the case, I'll use the case of like a massive airline accidents, for example. A lot of the souls are allowed to leave their physical bodies long before the impact occurs with Earth. In some cases with comas, you might go into an astral travel state, see friends and family around you, move out into the hallway of a hospital, see people crying or worried about you. Yeah, and you'll find a lot of people with near-death experiences or doing astral travel experience this. So the question here was a coma, they still attach the body. The answer is it depends, but a lot of times your soul can separate from the body still connected by, figuratively speaking, a silver cord. So you're never completely disconnected from the body. That's how you can get back in. Your death experience is not full death. You can go back in the body. But yeah, I mean, it's a good question here. There are certain events that occur, critical accidents and, other things where the soul will disconnect from the body. And then I guess the other additional element is if it really is your time to exit, there's also kind of additional difference here where your soul might disconnect from the body before a major impact, like an aircraft incident. Okay, number 60 in the countdown. Kamala Harris agreed to go on Fox and conduct an interview in a very adversarial environment. Will this help her on election day? I do see that the outcome of that Fox interview that she conducted did sway a number of Fox viewers, not a large percentage, but expose them to ideas and concepts that are outside the echo chamber that sometimes is Fox. So I see that that bold approach of going into the lion's den really did help the election. Remember, this is going to be a very close election, so every vote does count, and it does appear that going on Fox really did help her. 15. Hello, Sterling and team. Out of these five swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, which ones will Kamala Harris win? Looks to me like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, Wisconsin look a little dicey. It looks like Wisconsin may not go to Harris, and Arizona may be a very small, tight margin go to Harris. So Arizona, Wisconsin look a little difficult to me. Wisconsin does not look like it will go to Harris, but the others looks like they will. 14. Hi, Sterling and team. We've been told we can ask or pray for anything, health, love, enough money to live on. Do spirits and angels and guides get tired of us asking for too much? Is there a too much? No, they never get tired. They're here to support you. That's part of their mission. They agree to help support you when you come down here, all our angels and guides. So, interesting enough, the asks that we make of our angels and guides are only a drop in the bucket of their overall capabilities. So we're not never asking too much. They want to help us fulfill what we're down here to do, and the best way and the most spirited way and the most loving way. They never get tired of you asking too much. As a matter of fact, I find a lot of people do not lean on their guides and angels enough. They don't ask them to come forward and ask for help. 13. Hi, Sterling and team. Years ago, I was working at a camp. I stayed in a cabin by myself that had been used in a horror movie. One night I was sleeping when a very loud, scary voice yelled for me to get up now. I immediately got up out of bed and turned the light on. That's when I noticed a very large hornet in the cabin. I always assumed this was a negative entity that woke me up. Lately, it has occurred to me that maybe the voice that woke me up to warn me of the hornet was benevolent. Can you help me understand what happened? This is one of your guides intervening to wake you up, but it looks like they only do that in a warning, let's say, of the hornet, and you may have had some sort of an allergic reaction you weren't going to be aware of. So this is a warning message, a benevolent message from your guides, not a prankster spirit, nothing evil at all. 12 in the countdown. Phoenix, Arizona has had a terrible summer with over 100 days of 100 plus temperatures. Will next summer and possibly the summer after that be just as hot? Yes, unfortunately, it's going to be a continuation here for a number of years for Arizona and parts of, the West, so to speak. This is all due to climate change. We're going to see gradual return to normalcy, but it's going to take a good 5 to 10 years. Now, I think Arizona is going to start to cool a little bit better in a few years, right? But this is all part of ongoing climate change going on. Unfortunately, the trend you saw is going to continue for the next few years here in Arizona. 11. Hi, Sterling Angels and Guides. I've been noticing red light therapy spas popping up, promising anti-aging and weight loss benefits. Is this therapy really effective or mainly hype? What is the future of this therapy? Again, not a doctor, but red light therapy in a lot of respects is what they call near infrared light therapy. It has been shown, my guides and angels are also saying it's good for creating circulation in some areas, but it is being, in some respects, over-marketed and talking about ways of things it can't really help with. It does increase circulation deep deep circulation. It's near infrared light therapy, but I'd be a little careful on the expectations being placed across a broad range of kind of human difficulties here. It is helpful, but only to a certain extent. My team keeps saying around increasing circulation or deep circulation. Yeah, that's what they keep telling me here. Okay. 10. I've read that the veil between us and the other side becomes thinner on October 31st, Halloween, making communication easier. Is this correct? I doubt that the universe or spirits keep track of Halloween to communicate with us. If yes, what makes the veil thinner? No relationship to Halloween and having the veil thinner. That's all folklore. You can communicate easily if you develop the craft and work on it every day of the year. Halloween, this is all just folklore around Halloween. Number 9, the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do you read your own Akashic records to see the future? Yes, but it's not as helpful as you think because you can't cheat the system. So there are certain life lessons we all must go through, and certain it's like completing certain grades in school, certain levels in college. Even though you can see, like, oh, I'm going to graduate with a PhD or a master's, you can't cheat the system. You still have to go through the work. So yes, I can see the Akashic records, even myself and family members. But it just serves to kind of create maybe a broader understanding of how the universe is put together. 8. Hello, Sterling. I often read and hear about people waking up in the night and seeing one or more small gray extraterrestrials in their bedrooms. I don't think these people are being abducted. Why are they so interested in observing people while they are asleep? Many of these stories are actually overactive imagination. So only a small number of cases are the actual gray ETs. And if they're following families or, legacies, hierarchies in families, that's why they're around in terms of observation. But the majority of these cases are people that are citing here are overactive imagination. So my team is telling me to tell you. Okay, 7 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Almost 3 decades ago, I was very ill with undiagnosed multiple sclerosis, MS, and was sleeping nearly 24 hours a day. During the day and night, I would wake to the sound of monks singing or chanting, walking around my room. When I opened my eyes, I would see a strange apparition about the same length and width of my own body floating above me about 2 feet. It was made of trillions of what looked like spider webs. It was so thick I couldn't see through it, but when I reached up to touch it, my hand went right through it. Can you tell me what this was? This was the healing energy, almost like the perfect body being transmitted to you by your guides and angels. So it's almost like an overlay of a 100% healed body energetically coming in to merge with you. So this is like a healing. It's like almost like a wash of healing energy coming over you. And this is being done by your angels and guides. Absolutely. 6. Are we getting our 25th chromosome activated now or soon? If so, how will that impact the ascension? So no real relationship to the 25th chromosome, they're telling me. The 25th chromosome is responsible for like converting food and energy in every cell. And so no direct relationship to a concept of ascension. Remember, we're all gradually, progressively moving forward in our understanding of spirituality. The veil is getting thinner, but no direct relationship to a 25th chromosome and an ascension. 25th chromosome is already activated, like in every cell, I'm being told. And that's what helps create like food and energy for every unique cell. 5 in the countdown. Will Democrat Mary Pattola win re-election as Alaska's lone representative in Congress in November? I don't know. It appears her challenger, Republican, will win for some reason, is what they're telling me. 4. Hello, Sterling. I'm confused about angels. As a child, a voice in my head said I had spiritual protection, and I felt it all my life. Now I am 68 years old and suffering from progressive lung disease, not from COVID, and my angels feel like they've left me. I can't find them anywhere. Why would that be? So spiritual protection does not mean they protect you from life's occurrences, right? Things you put on your life path. They never leave us. A lot of time people forget how to communicate with them, or they get soft in the ability to communicate. So your angels and guides never leave you. Birth angels, healing guides, Health guides are all still with you. But remember, protection does not mean the elimination of any life lessons. And sometimes we all have health occurrences. Some of us have what they call health resets, where it's a health event that completely stops you from what you're doing, like you break your leg or there's a heart attack and now you're laid up for 6 weeks in bed or something. Those are health resets we put on our life path. So guides and angels always protecting us from the things we're not supposed to be experiencing. But if it's part of a life path, you're going to experience some of those things. And these are things we all agreed to work through when we were down here. It's all part of our life path blueprint. But again, they never leave you. You can always communicate with them. Three, hello, Sterling and team. When my mother now passed away, I was 48 years old. She had surgery during which her heart stopped for almost 5 minutes until the surgical team were able to resuscitate her. So she was clinically dead for that period of time. She came out of it a totally different person. Previously, she'd been bipolar, violent, very egotistical, and very difficult. After the event, she was sweet and loving, compassionate, no sign of bipolar disorder, very spiritual. She even became a Unity minister and spent the rest of her life helping others. Even stranger, her dark brown, almost black eyes kept getting lighter until after 10 years, going from very light brown to green. They became very light blue gray. Her vision was perfect. Her eyes stayed light until she passed away 20 years after the surgery and her first death experience. Can you explain what happened? Was she still the same soul as before the surgery? So, yes, yeah, she's still the same soul. Souls don't change, right? There aren't walk-ins. It's still the same soul. But what this did was this actually had an effect on her brain chemistry. And it does appear she had an NDE, even a 5 minute, is actually exposure to a lot of what the other side was all about. That can be very enlightening. And everybody that puts an NDE on their life path is expected to come back in some way and help. So you're never showing just the NDE experience to say just for fun and grins. It's when you see that experience, you understand the nature of humanity, spirituality, the other dimension, life goes on. It is a life-changing experience. So your mother may not have talked about that, but I do see your mother went through that. And it's very typical of thousands, if not millions of people that have these kinds of experiences here on Earth. So there's a bit of a change of brain chemistry as well, but it's a change in your spirituality, not your soul. Your soul is the same, but in the way you kind of view then your life path. And number two and number one in the countdown. I always take notes before we start the show here, so I'm going to read those back to you. So number two in the countdown, what do you see coming up next week? Significant movement in peace talks and hostage releases relative to Israel and Gaza now that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is no longer in power. So big movement there. I do see the swap of Sinwar's body being the element that moves this process forward right now. And kind of this aligns with some of the predictions my team highlighted 1 year ago when they saw the conflict lasting approximately 1 year, starting in October of 2023, and eventually coming to some sort of a conclusion about a year later. Now, so we're right around that time period right now where I do see some massive movement. I won't tell you it's all going to get taken care of this week, but there's some massive movement around trying to move towards a ceasefire and getting hostages released in exchange for Sinwar's body. So maybe the star of the whole process, we're going to start seeing it roll out. New developments in DNA testing to determine thousands of prison cases of individuals creating new scientific methods that quickly determine guilt or innocence using fast DNA testing technology. Some sort of a breakthrough coming here in DNA technology that helps with proving the innocence of like thousands of people. Now, thousands of people aren't going to get proven innocent right away next week, but there's some sort of a breakthrough in fast DNA testing technology or widespread availability of DNA tech testing. There's some breakthrough coming here that's going to be talked about. I also see new world governments aligning with NATO countries worldwide to safeguard Europe overall, Ukraine, and even throwing support behind the current Middle East conflicts. Also, new worldwide support for Taiwan's democracy and safety, and keeping Taiwan safe and preventing China from starting kind of an all-out war in the region. So, a lot going on here with the world's nations and countries helping to support Taiwan. I also, as a footnote, there's a big push now I see for North Korean forces going to Russia to try to support Ukraine. But I also see that long-range weapons for Ukraine, the use of long-range weapons, are now going to be supported by at least four major countries, including the U.S. Looks like all that's coming. So a lot happening in the world coming up here. So everybody stay tuned, but it is all moving towards it's a force for good. We're moving towards a better, more stable kind of a way to kind of get a lot of these conflicts. We're getting moving towards some sort of a resolution or stability, okay? And number one, do you have anything your guides want to share? Know that you are perfect right here and now in every aspect of your life and who you are. Never doubt this fact. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, the 19th of October, 2024, and will be posted live Sunday, October 20th, 2024. As always, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Again, I think there's dates available now in April, May, and June of 2025. And if you'd like to join our Platinum membership and experience our live streams I do Friday mornings, Pacific time zone, answering all sorts of personal questions that you have, the join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, as well as the front page of the website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love and light to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.